From TN Headquarters, this is The Jungle Cast. Hello, welcome to The Jungle Cast this week for August 28th. Now, our top story today, Jorge Ramos, who's an anchor on Univision and Fusion, has had a feud now with Donald Trump, the GOP frontrunner. Now, it started earlier this week when Donald Trump was having a press conference, and he came out to take questions, and he called on a different reporter, but Ramos stood up and started to ask his question. Trump told him to sit down repeatedly, saying you weren't called on, and then Ramos said, I have the right to ask a question. And he proceeded to ask questions about Donald Trump's immigration policy when it comes to undocumented immigrants. Ramos was trying to make points about how it, and research does indicate this, it'd be very difficult to deport every single undocumented immigrant, as Trump has said that he wants to do. So he's trying to do this, or trying to ask these questions. Eventually, Trump had him removed. Then Ramos eventually came back. Trump called, he continued to question Trump, and after a while, Trump went, got into a back and forth with him. We're going to take a listen to the first clip will be Ramos' initial questions. The second one will be their back and forth. Take a listen to that.
I don't think so.
A lot of people don't think so.
Almost 40% of immigrants come by plane. They simply outside their visa. So you would be.
I don't believe that. Okay, you're right. I don't believe it. And the drugs come. I see them. They have pictures. They have everything crawling over the fences, which are, by the way, this high. I mean, you have fences that are not as tall as I am.
Well, they're coming by plane. So.
Well, they're coming by many different ways. But the primary way they're coming is being right through, right past our border patrols, who, by the way, are tremendous people, and they can do the job, but they're told not to.
How are you going to deport 11 million undocumented immigrants by
here's what we're going to do. Ready?
Okay. Are you going to bring the army?
No. Let me tell you. We're going to do it in a very humane fashion. Believe me. I have a bigger heart than you do. We're going to do it in a very humane fashion. The one thing we're going to do.
Human rights violations will be all over the place. One question. Is there one question you want to ask? Are we going to move on?
Yeah. Mr. Trump has okay. The one thing we're going to start with immediately are the gangs and the real bad ones. And you do agree there are some bad ones. Do you agree with that, or do you think everyone's just perfect? No. I'd ask you a question. Do you agree with that? We have tremendous crime. We have tremendous problems. I can't deal with this. Listen, we have tremendous crime. We have some very bad ones. And I think you would agree with that, right? Okay, there are a lot of bad ones, real bad ones. Because, you know, they looked at some of the gangs. Excuse me. They looked at some of the gangs in Baltimore. They looked at some of the gangs in Chicago. They looked even in Ferguson. They got some rough, illegal immigrants in those gangs. They're getting out. Do you mind if I send them out? Now, if they come from Mexico, do you mind if I send them back to Mexico? No. Do you mind if I send them back to Mexico? Okay, those people are out. They're going to be out so fast your head will spin, all right? The rest we're going to do, and remember, you used the word illegal immigrant.
No, I didn't use the word.
Okay, well, you should use it, because that's what the definition is.
No human being is illegal.
Okay, well, when they cross the border, from a legal standpoint, they're illegal immigrant when they don't have their papers. And I want to make it possible, and I think you'll like this. This is the part you're going to like. I want these people, the good people, I want them to come back, and I want them to get documentation and get this so they become legal. It's going to be, you know what it's called? Management. So you're not used to good management because you're always talking about government. Let me just tell you, wait. Government is incompetent. Guys like Bush and some others that I won't name, they're incompetent people. They don't have it. I agree they can't do it, but I'm a great manager. I know how to manage things. I hire unbelievable people. When I look at the vets, when I look at the VA, we spend billions of dollars and people are treated horribly, okay, horribly. That'll work great. What we're doing here will work great. And we want to get good people back in. And also, let me just tell you.
Because you're not giving us specifics.
I've given you specifics. I've given you great management, and they're going to hopefully come back in very soon. Okay, another question? No, wait. Yes, go ahead.
Hurry. The Latino vote. You say that you're going to win the Latino vote.
I think so, because I'm going to bring jobs back.
Well, the truth is, I've seen the polls. The Univision polls say 75% of Latinos.
How much am I suing Univision for right now? No. Do you know the number?
No, tell me.
Tell me. Do you know the number? And you know you're a part of the lawsuit. How much am I suing Univision for?
The question is, Mr. Trump.
Wait.
I'm a reporter.
It's $500 million.
I'm a reporter.
Okay, good. And they're very concerned about it, I have to tell you. I'm very good at this stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
You're losing the Latino, 75% of Latinos.
I don't think I will.
No, nationwide. No, nationwide.
I haven't even started.
75% of Latinos have a negative opinion of you. Gallup.
Do you know how many Latinos?
Popular candidate among them also. Okay. And just checks social media.
Do you know how many Latinos work for me? Do you know how many Hispanics are working for me?
Okay.
They love me. They love me. Do you know how many Hispanics work for me? Thousands. Do you know how many have worked for me over the years? Tens of thousands.
75% have a negative opinion.
Here's what happens.
You won't win the
White. Once I win, you're going to see things happen. You know what they want? They want jobs. That's what they want. In Nevada, did you see the poll of the Hispanics in the state of Nevada? Did you see that? Excuse me. Big Hispanic population. I wiped everybody out. Hispanic. I won the poll. Excuse me. I'm not talking nationwide. I'm talking the only poll I saw. The one that came out, which was in the state of Nevada, I wiped everybody out. I wiped them out with Hispanics. You saw that. Right? Did you see it? Wait, did you see it? Okay, he's an honest guy. Now I like him. Okay, you and I will talk. We'll have plenty. We're going to be talking a lot over the years. We will. We will. Okay, who's next? Yeah, please. Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead. No, you don't. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision.
No, this is the
go ahead.
You cannot deport 11 million.
Go ahead.
From, you cannot deport 11 million people. You cannot build a 1900 wall. You cannot deny citizenship to children in this.
Sit down, please. You weren't called.
I'm a reporter and I have. Don't touch me, sir.
Go.
You cannot touch me. I have the right to ask a question.
Yes, in order.
I have the right to ask a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Hi, Chip. Yes.
Roger Ailes says you need to.
So what you just heard there was Jorge Ramos questioning Donald Trump about Trump's immigration policy. So the analysis of that has been kind of mixed. Some very, or kind of few, have praised Ramos for standing up and questioning Donald Trump on this. Some of, however, the praise tends to be more in the points he brought up rather than the style, because many have acknowledged that Donald Trump did have a point about you weren't called on, so he wasn't supposed to ask a question. There were tons of other journalists in that room, and they were all waiting to ask a question, whereas Jorge Ramos just stood up and said, I'm going to ask mine now. Now, some have actually kind of praised Jorge Ramos and saying that he was arguably an equal to Donald Trump. The headline on Politico was, Donald Trump meets his match in Jorge Ramos. Donald Trump, if you look at his interviews, tends to kind of talk over, so you'll ask him a question, and then he'll start to answer, and then as you start to get in for a follow-up, if he's still talking, he'll say, excuse me, and he'll continue on with his. Jorge Ramos did arguably very similar things. When Donald Trump tried to kind of pivot away, he just kept on going. He just kept on talking, just like Donald Trump would do when he was being asked a question. Now, some have also kind of pointed out, whereas Jorge Ramos is a journalist, as we said, he hosts a show on Fusion, and he is one of the main anchors on Univision, which is the top Spanish-speaking network in America. Some have kind of criticized him for seeming like an advocacy journalist. Now, as people know, there are all different sorts of journalism. The most common, or the most that people are familiar with, is the objective journalism, which is basically X, Y, and Z happened, and sometimes it's why. That's where the who's what, who here, who, what, when, where, why comes into play, or the political reporting tends to be objective reporting. This happened, the Democrats say this, the Republicans say that. But then there's also advocacy journalism, which is when your reporting kind of takes a little bit of a spin of its own, rather than having the spin from the politicians, you kind of put your own spin. That's where reporting from maybe the Huffington Post, the Think Progress, outlets on the right such as Breitbart, that's where they come to play. When they're articles say, here's why this proposal or this policy is the best. And they start going about and talking about all its popularity. Jorge Ramos has kind of seems like an advocacy journalist when it comes to undocumented immigration. Now, Ramos, for his part, whereas this seems kind of uncommon for those of us who've never really, or for people who've never really seen him, for viewers, it's nothing kind of new because Ramos is very familiar, or very, has been doing this for a while, of just going on. The way he paints it is, yes, he's a journalist, but he, whenever there's something that doesn't make sense, he's going to call them out. And in his mind, the being able to deport or trying to deport every single undocumented immigrant is unreasonable. So he's calling them out. He's putting out the facts. Do those facts kind of indicate a certain method or a certain policy? Yes. But for him, those are the facts, and he's pointing them out whenever someone disagrees with them. And of course, Donald Trump, well, he just kind of, it was his typical style. And oddly enough, Donald Trump has actually been praised a little bit with this, because they said, just in the reaction and the optics of it, if Donald Trump had not let him back in, then it would have been Donald Trump shoves or forces Univision journalists to leave. Donald Trump forces most popular Hispanic journalists to leave press conference. But because Ramos came back in and getting into question, and Trump even at the end of it said, I like you, then it became more of, if any kind of criticism, it was towards Ramos. Because the perception there was Trump wanted to take questions, Trump was taking questions, and he's willing to take Ramos's question. He just wanted to have Ramos wait his turn. Now, we do have some more media news, with the shakeup at MSNBC continuing. As part of a larger retooling, MSNBC has moved Politics Nations with Reverend Al Sharpton to 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings. The program has aired at 6 p.m. on weekdays since its inception in 2011. As a result of the rescheduling, Up with Steve Kornacki will only air from 9 to 10 a.m. on Sundays, while continuing to air from 8 to 10 a.m. on Saturdays. The New York Daily News broke the news and had an interview with Sharpton. While Ed Schultz's move to the weekends years ago, before his eventual return to weekdays, was widely seen as an emotion, Reverend Al is trying his hardest to paint it as anything but. He told the Daily News that his new show will be more in line with what he intended originally to be, and that this new Sunday show will set the agenda. Since this program will air an hour before the other Sunday public affairs programs, Sharpton says that they will now have to react to him, to the news from his program. In that sense, Sharpton may actually have a point. CNN's Inside Politics, a roundtable with political journalists, does impact the Washington agenda and discussion for a bit, and the show is often mentioned in the Sunday editions of Politico's playbook under the banner of Sunday Best. He told the Daily News, quote, I'm very happy. First, I can reach a wider audience of people who don't get home by 6 at night. Second, I can now get the A-list guests and newsmakers I want. And third, a Sunday morning host is what I always wanted to be, end quote. Politics Nation will have its last weekend edition on September 4th before resuming on Sundays on October 4th. The slot will be temporarily filled with rolling news like the other recently canceled programs until a replacement is announced. Currently, MSNBC has several hours of generic MSNBC Live programming during the evening and afternoons. Some editions of the Sunday program will be taped beforehand, while others will be live. And Sharpton also told Daily News, quote, I never wanted to be a weekend or weeknight pundit. I wanted to be a Sunday morning newsmaker. I wanted to be Dr. Martin Luther King, not Larry King, end quote.
Europe is in the midst of a migrant crisis. The number of migrants and refugees is becoming too much to handle. 71 migrants were found dead in a truck in Austria. The cause of death is most likely suffocation. Quote, our preliminary assumption is, of course, that they were refugees, possibly a group of Syrian refugees, end quote. Hans-Peter Doskozil, Burgenland province police chief, said. Those dead include 59 men, 8 women, and 4 children. The bodies are assumed to be found 2 days after death. Angela Merkel has said that the crisis is an even bigger test of the European Union than the Greek economic meltdown. Quote, "While Europe is squabbling, people are dying," said Alexander Betts, a professor and director of the Refugee Studies Center at Oxford University. For the first time in its history, the EU is facing a massive influx of refugees from outside the region, and the EU asylum and immigration framework is poorly adapted for it. Four people were arrested in relation to the deaths. In addition, 150 have drowned attempting to travel to Europe. These deaths occurred in Libya. While many are volunteering to help the migrants, most believe that the flow should be plugged. For TKNN, I'm Timmy.
Well, that does it for this JungleCast. Be sure to join us again next week. Until then, I'm Tyler, wishing you good news and a good night.